We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Disguised in a bull costume onesie.
Your professionalism stinks. I question it.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams. I'm CEO and founder of Cosplayer Nation.
Here we go. It is a Friday. That means Kiefer Madness week in review time. Dale, we have a lot to get to. Kyle, a lot to get to.
Okay.
Let's start on Monday. It was Marathon Monday. Andy Hart and I were down at Globe Bar right by the finish line, Dale.
Yeah.
And we learned a little bit about Andy Hart that day.
Oh, I think your ride just arrived, Andy.
No, that's us. We got to get going. We'll see you later. No, somebody just completed the marathon and is making their way in down here
them.
At Globe Bar. So we've had a few marathon runners make their way in, soaking wet.
Oh. I know how she feels. Do you guys know how she feels? You don't?
I don't.
Hell no.
I don't.
And I never will.
Andy got a similar ovation when he came in today. People were pretty excited to see him.
Now, the two times you ran it, down. Was it ever as bad as this weather-wise?
Oh, God, no. No.
True.
Like, Rich Keefe sulked on a two-block walk from a car.
Oh, you should have seen me moping all the way over and here.
Did you have the little
high-speed moping?
Plowed through 26 miles.
No, I know they did. They're better than
I
am.
Can you imagine the chafing, though?
Huh?
Some of the chafing issues that must have happened today.
Oh, I can only imagine.
You know how the shorts get bunched up? Like,
I do.
Between your legs?
Yeah.
Just, oh.
You don't wear, like, a tight? Like a one of those?
Well, sometimes
like,
you do, but sometimes that doesn't work.
I don't even want to think about Andy
and
wearing
nipples.
A tight.
Yeah, the nipples have got to be.
Oh, the nipples. That's why they
today.
Give out the
like Andy
on
Bernard
sticks.
In the office.
They stand out with sticks with Vaseline on them, so you can nipple up your Vaselines along your nipples.
The other way around.
Yeah, I think you screwed that.
I like to nipple up Vaselines, too, sometimes.
Just to give a little context, too, while Andy was doing that. He's actually doing.
He was physically doing that.
The nipples are very disturbed.
Like, a little excited now. A little. Not
did
gonna lie
to
you.
Did you do that when you ran?
Oh yeah, my nipples were killing me the first one. These are things you don't know. Like, you don't really understand.
I don't want to know.
Are you allowed to pop the top off? Are you allowed to do that?
Of what?
Your body.
What?
Your shirt.
Oh,
can you take it off. Pop the top. You've never heard that?
No, I haven't. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Try to keep up, would you? You can't take your shirt off?
In the marathoning world, we don't say that, so that's why I was unsure.
Okay.
I know in your world, a dorky.
So how about that? Andy Hart.
He was full marathon hardo.
He ran two marathons. He wanted to let everybody know about it, which is fine. It's more marathons than I will ever run.
You can nipple up your Vaselines.
That kind of threw me for a
he
loop there.
He did go with the 26.2 sticker on the back of
he
his
He did
car.
Do that. He was wearing his marathon sweatshirt throughout the entire
he
broadcast.
Did wear that, yeah.
Which, again, I can't really hate on that because he completed two marathons. So you got to give him credit for that.
The biggest problem, though, is that your nipples get all like.
Apparently for him, it
chafed,
was a disaster.
Like,
yeah.
You can make your nipples bleed.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, you can. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
Very
a lot.
Descriptive.
Whew.
You do need to prepare for that.
You do.
Pace
yeah.
himself.
That's
lube
true.
Up, all that. Stay
that's,
hydrated.
Yep, Vaseline the nipples.
But,
hey.
Sorry.
What? You said it was okay to talk nipples.
No, I would prefer you didn't, but you'd already
oh, got
gone
it.
There.
Right. I got it. Taking
Dale,
it back right now.
Dale, you don't like nipples?
Not yours.
That's a good answer.
That's fair.
Sure. No, that's, just
that's
the thought
sure.
there.
That's fair.
It's always, you never really know what you're going to get when Andy Hart is
I
in.
I guess we don't.
And that's kind of what we were able to get there. So he learned from his first marathon to Vaseline up
nipple,
the old
nipple
nipples.
Nipple Vaseline.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he decided to do. Now, we already went over some of these earlier in the hour because Keefe's Keys is such a success. But let's take you back until Tuesday and you can find out just how on point Keefe's Keys were back for game two between the Celtics and Bucks.
Yes.
Deer are the only group of animals in the world to have antlers.
What?
Yeah.
What about moose?
What about
antelope?
What the heck?
Yeah, Thomas, what about moose?
Yeah, what is that?
Thomas!
Antelope!
That
moose.
Doesn't make sense.
What about moose?
Moose are actually a form of deer.
Thomas!
Yeah, but how about
antelope? What are antelope?
Antelopes
have horns.
Oh, what? How about that, Dale?
I said antelopes have horns.
No.
He said antlers.
Antlers.
Moose are a type of deer.
That's what we're going with.
How about caribou, Thomas?
They're in the deer family.
I'm not an expert on caribou.
There you go, Thomas.
That seemed like a real kind of wild card one there. How about this? Most deer will bed facing downward. They do this in order to cover their rear with their nose.
Huh?
What do you mean by bed? Do you mean sleep, or do we mean the other meaning?
Now, did we ever get an answer on the caribou thing? Did we ever figure that out?
I think it was one of your keys today.
Wasn't it a key today? So maybe it is a type of deer. So maybe he's right. Maybe he's right about the antlers. Because I outsource some of the keys.
No kidding.
I come up with a lot of them, but I have the interns. They help out. Right. Yeah, no, they also help out with that as well.
Yes, the caribou, also known as the reindeer.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
Is a deer.
So that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right, so Lucy, who produces some of these shows, she's actually going to be producing Everkeef tonight. When she's on the midday show.
Is this like a big step up for her?
I don't know. Midday show she was on. She was, last week, she did trending, and she did it as Glenn Ordway. We played that for you.
Well, tried to do it as Glenn.
Well, yes. She did her best Glenn Ordway. This week, Dale, she took a stab at doing trending as Dale Arnold. I don't know how this is going to go, but let's find out.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Well, Adam Schefter reported this morning, Brady has not committed to playing in 2018, even though people who know him believe he will return. 617-779-7937. Good point by a texter. The Bruins at the Leafs, Game 4, is tomorrow, hockey and makeup night. Text line 37937. Andy?
Yeah, that was not great.
I mean, the phone number thing and the text thing,
sure,
not bad.
But the cadence wasn't right. I don't know. And she said she didn't want to do it.
She was nervous.
She was bullied into doing it, I think. And that may have been a bigger concern.
Well, what did they think of her?
Was it Lou? Yeah, let's find out what they said.
That was very impressive. So who it was? I think it was Dale.
Well, you think it was impressive?
No, I thought it was good.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seemed like a lot of Dale sayings with
Dale-isms.
Not much Dale accent, right? There was no... At first, I knew you were doing Dale, you know, but it was... I like the input on the text line. It was some creativity.
Phone numbers.
But I need you to
Andy,
buy
get ready.
Into the Dale voice. 100%. Go. Don't tiptoe around it.
Trending now on WEI.
Oh, God. That is so fast.
It's the same.
So nasally and bad.
She didn't take the constructive criticism there. So I don't know if that's going to be an ongoing thing or if that just killed it off.
Well, she needs to do it as Jerry. That's the
she's
one
she's
going to
do it Jerry next.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think she likes doing this.
No.
She's not a fan.
She's not a fan.
At all.
She said in here that every day they wanted to do it as somebody else.
Mm.
And she keeps saying, like, realistically,
I'm done.
Dale doesn't have like this distinct voice that you can just like goof.
But then the thing with Glenn is it just becomes an impression of other impressions. And then that becomes easier.
Maybe she has a mutt she can do? A mutt impression?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe next week.
Ken Laird?
Keefe impression.
A Keefe impression.
I'm sure it's on the docket.
That's all you really have to do for a Keefe impression. No? No, that doesn't count?
It's not your voice.
All right. Well, that would help you. That would get you started. Maybe that would get the energy going. On Wednesday, we had Rob Ninkovich in. And, Dale, he really wanted to do some different things. He thinks that he could take a stab at some live reads, which he eventually did. But he was telling us how he gets himself in that mind space.
When I do any type of, like, read or, like, some type of anything that I'm reading, I instantly think of Matt Light. And why I say that is because the way that
he
Matt
can't
talks.
Read?
No. Matt is really good at it.
I know.
It. So Matt is really
he's
good.
He's got great pipes, too. I mean,
so,
he
but
does.
That's what I get into. I go, you know, like, he does the hi, I'm Matt Light. And he, like, really, like, changes his tone.
He does
right?
sound really good.
And, you know, a world of investing. Like, he does, he, like, holds it. Like, he does, he does it great. Susie, his wife, I'll like, walk up to her and be like, a world of investing. And she'd be like, please stop. You know?
Really strong.
Hi, I'm Matt Light.
This is Matt Light.
And he like really like changes his tone.
That
right?
sounds really good.
You know, a world of investing.
A world of investing.
That's not
that
bad.
That is pretty spot on, I would say. So because we heard that, we were able to, he took one of Dale's live reads during the commercials. So let's see how that went.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. And it always seems to happen at the most inconvenient time. Don't take the risk on a dead battery. It's not worth the hassle. Luckily, O'Reilly Auto Parts provides free battery testing across all of their locations. So if your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly professional parts people can find the exact battery that fits your car or truck with free installation. That's right. They'll fix your test your battery. Free installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Uh-oh.
Better parts, uh-oh, better prices every day.
Not bad. I thought I was going.
Very good. Very good.
You are not Floyd Mayweather. I'll give you that.
No, much better.
That was harder than I thought because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing okay.
You panicked
then,
a little.
And then I tried to finish it real quick, and I was like, oh, no, I messed up.
It gets in your head okay. a little bit.
It does get in your head. And then you put it on. You put the pressure on me.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, and Rob Ninkovich is going to do his first ever live read.
I think people stuck around for that, though.
That's okay.
That was a good tease.
It wasn't bad. At least I wasn't like, and I can't
no, you,
read.
You did not do that.
He
did run into a little trouble. Right.
That's
around.
Right. They'll fix your test pass. Or test your battery. Free installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
but not bad at all. Last thing we had a caller yesterday, Chris. He called in, and right away, Dale, I think he was looking for a fight. We were talking about Tim Thomas. We were saying how he might have been a little bit of an odd character. We brought up the fact that he didn't go to the White House, but we didn't equate the two necessarily. Chris heard something different.
Chris on the Cape. Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I find it a little hypocritical that you guys are calling Tim Thomas wacky for skipping the White House. But
What we said was people
applauded for skipping the White House today in every professional sport.
You're not listening, Chris. What I said was people in this town were upset with him when he didn't go with his team.
Yeah, but then Rich goes, he was kind of wacky.
He was kind of what?
Is he wacky because
I said he was an odd duck. You don't think he's an odd duck?
You know,
listen to one interview of his. So you don't think he's an odd duck?
He might be an odd duck.
There you go.
So you know the way you were saying was, you know, he's odd because he skipped the White House.
That's not why he said he was odd.
Chris. That's a terrible job listening on your part. That's just all that is. I never equated the two.
That was terrible. Yeah.
You were terrible. You did a terrible job, and then you decided to call in and bring up a terrible point.
Wow. How is it terrible?
Because it's not right. I didn't say because he skipped the White House, he's an odd duck.
But
just
now,
listen better. It's fine, Chris. We all have different issues.
Trump's in office.
What?
Yeah.
Did we mention
people
Trump? That's on you. That's on you. You obviously want
to
talk about Trump. Maybe call another show. That's not what we're doing here. It had nothing to do with Trump.
I'm not trying to.
You literally brought him up. I know you're not trying to, but you're doing a bad job of that as well.
Yeah. All right, Rich.
All right, Chris. All right, hang in there, Chris. Terrible call.
All right, Rich.
He bothered me, Dale.
Yeah, you kind of went 0 to 10 on him there.
He kind of bothered me a little bit.
Yeah.
All
right, Rich.
All right, Chris. Buddy. All right, hang in there, Chris.
Should have given me. I'm not your buddy, pal.
I'm not your friend, guy. So that was Chris. There you go. There's the week in review.
Final Drive is also co-sponsored by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Drapes, thank you very much for coming
back
in again.
Thank you, Kyle.
I will see you, what, game five, right, Rossi? I'm back on...
Game five Sunday, I believe.
No, game four Sunday.
Game
then
four?
If
oh,
game,
sorry.
Every we'll time the Celtics what? Play, I'm coming in.
I like that.
Is that like...
Yeah, that's my thing.
Is that the message?
The question is, will there be a bag of chips tonight for Kyle Draper? That's what people are tuning in for.
As long as Jimmy John sends them in.
By the way, in here on Monday.
Yes.
In that chair right over there.
Uh-oh.
Greg Dickerson is back.
Greg Dickerson.
Big shoes to fill.
All right.
Slick.
Very excited.
He'll be in here on Monday.
Kind of glad he's coming back. I haven't seen him in a while.
I'm looking forward to seeing Greg.
So we get the Richard and the Dickerson.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Everkeef is up next with?
It is with Patrick Gilroy.
Bingo.
How about that?
I can hardly wait.
Oh, Dale, please.
With Lucy producing.
That's correct.
And probably doing imitations of both of us.
Mm-hmm. Unless you guys want to stick around for a little bit.
Nope.
Okay. I think I'm out the door. All right. Bye.
You can nipple up your Vaseline. Dale, you don't like nipples?
Not yours.
Thomas!
Hi, I'm Matt Light.
This is Matt Light.
And he really changes his tone.
He does
sound
really good.
You know, a world of investing.
A world of investing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.